Hey, what's up, friends? This is Dave of the Real Fiends. We're on episode 151. This episode, I'm going to be doing a solo review on Midnight Special. The movie came out in 2016. It's a science fiction drama flick. Just checked it out the other day. I liked it. It was an entertaining, good movie for a low budget flick. The movie stars Michael Shannon. He was General Zod in Man of Steel. He's been in quite a few movies. He was in Boardwalk Empire. I like Michael Shannon a lot, man. Michael Shannon is he's a good actor. I think he's pretty underrated. And he just got something about him. I like Michael Shannon. It also stars Joel Edgerton. He's from the movie Warrior. He was in The Thing prequel in 2011. I don't really care for Joel Edgerton too much. He's an okay actor to me. Not hating on him, but to me, he just doesn't have that if factor. I mean, he's all right. You know, take it or leave it with Joel Edgerton. Kirsten Dunst is in this. She's been around forever. She was, an Interview with a Vampire, the little young blonde vampire. That's probably what she's most known for. I would think. I mean, I'm not like a follower of Kirsten Dunst, but she's been in the game for a hot minute. And it stars, also stars Adam Driver. He was Kylo Ren in, Star Wars The Force Awakens. He's a good fucking actor, man. I really like Adam Driver. Something about the guy. He definitely has serious acting chops. And, I think he's gonna go down as a legend in the game, man. If he keeps doing it and going this route and, pulling out, quality shit, he's definitely gonna make a huge, huge name for himself. Which he already has, to be honest. I mean, he was Kylo Ren, and he's gonna be in the sequels of, Star Wars. So, you know, he's got a great career ahead of him. But the ratings for this flick go like this. IMDb gave it a 6.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 84%, which is a really good score. I liked it. Like I said, I liked it. I don't even remember how I came across the movie. Oh, my buddy told me about it. My buddy's like, hey, you gotta check out Midnight Special. I think you'll like it because he knows my taste in movies. What I like to watch sci-fi, good sci-fi. And I like horror flicks. And I also like action. Drama, I watch, but it really depends on what kind of drama flick. But my shit is, horror, sci-fi, and I like, throwback 80s flicks. The premise to the movie goes like this. A father and son go on the run, pursued by the government and a cult drawn to the child's special powers. Now for this review, I'm not gonna spoil anything for you guys. It's gonna be a really short review. I'm gonna get to the point. I'm gonna grade it. And, you know, if it sounds good to you, check it out. You know, I hope you like it. Like I said, I enjoyed it. So the movie, it was a low budget flick, relatively low budget. You know, I say low budget, but it was like fucking $20 million. That's a lot of money, but that's a low budget when it comes to like Hollywood. It, is one of those like under the radar flicks. Like I really didn't hear a lot about it until it was brought up to me and mentioned, hey, you gotta check this shit out. I gave it a chance, and it was enjoyable. I'm just gonna grade it. I'm gonna get that out the way. I'm gonna give, Midnight Special for what it is. You know, low budget sci-fi flick with some drama. I'm gonna give it a B. I think a B's fair. You know, it was a good movie. It was enjoyable. You know, it passed the time, helped pass the time for me. I think you guys will like it if you give it a chance. The acting in it was pretty good. It was pretty good, man. Michael Shannon shines. He's a good actor. Joel Edgerton actually did pretty decent. Adam Driver is a fucking fantastic actor. He didn't have like the biggest role in this movie, but anytime the guy's on screen, he's definitely good, man. He just, something about him, like, you know, he just oozes like talent, and I'm really looking forward to see what he does in the future. He reminds me of like, at least like looks wise, he's kind of quirky looking. He looks like, the new Jeff Goldblum. That's what he looks like. And the dude from, this show called Mr. Robot, that dude right there, homeboy is a legit, mini-me Jeff Goldblum, you know, for the new generations. But Adam Driver's the man. I like him a lot. So, let me just mention who this movie was directed by. It was directed by Jeff Nichols, and it was written by Jeff Nichols. Props to Jeff Nichols, because the story was kind of cool, and I liked the directing. The feel and vibe of the movie was really good. It was just well done. It didn't feel cheap. Like I said, the acting was good. Acting is like half director and half actors. You know, a lot of directors allow the actors to basically do whatever the fuck they want. Like, interpret the character however you want. And, and some directors, they're like, micromanage the fuck out of scenes and actors. And, you know, it really depends. I mean, if you have a brilliant fucking director, let's say like a James Cameron or Steven Spielberg or Martin Scorsese, and I don't really know their directing styles per se, but let's say they're super control freaks and they make you do a take a million times. Sometimes it's good, man. Sometimes you have to like let go and follow the direction of somebody who knows what they're doing and has a certain style and pizzazz and talent. And you got to just kind of let go and let them take control. I know this because I've starred in short films and I've done quite a few short films. I've also, you know, written, you know, I write for you guys that follow the podcast. That's what I'm into. And I have aspiring goals to, you know, get a script made and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm heavy into movies, basically. We got the movie review podcast, but I'm also into film myself on a personal level. So I got some experience with, you know, working with, you know, differences in opinion on vision and trying to, you know, let go and let somebody direct you in acting. It's a tough, like, balance, man. But when you have actors and directors that have a tight relationship where they just click and they just drive well, let's say like Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese. De Niro was like Scorsese's go-to forever. And then he started working with Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, there's other director-actor relationships out there that are really tight that actors keep popping up on in like certain directors' movies. And obviously, if the movies are good and the performances are good, they found like a great fucking balance. But like I said, some directors like let the actors do whatever they want. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad also, because maybe the actor is not really getting the vision, you know, down 100%. But anyway, I'm ranting on that. The acting, like I said, was pretty good. I liked Michael Shannon's performance. Adam Driver again was great. Joel Edgerton kind of surprised me. I'm not a fan of his, but I gotta give him props. His acting was good in this. Kirsten Dunst, take it or leave it with her with me. She's okay. You know, I'm not hating on her, but she's okay. I don't really think she's anything special. Many times I find her a little bit wooden. But guys, I don't really know what else to say about this movie without spoiling things. Let's talk about the special effects real quick. The special effects for it were adequate. You know, like I said, it's a lower budget movie, $20 million. You can't expect the fucking Matrix or some groundbreaking shit like Avatar. It was, the effects were adequate for what the movie was. And I think, you know, they did it justice, you know, with the story. They didn't try to go, you know, too far with the effects with a low budget, because some movies do that and the effects look like total shit because they're too ambitious with a low budget. But if you use effects to complement the story and don't go too far, you know, it works out really well. And I think that was the case with this movie. I like the vibe of the film again. It didn't feel cheap or low budget. It was just well done. And it was kind of a cool story. I wouldn't say like 100% original, because we've kind of seen this story before, and you'll see what I'm talking about once you watch it. But it was well done. So anyway, guys, like I said, I gave the movie a B for a sci-fi drama. It's a great movie if you're bored. If you're bored, find Midnight Special, Netflix, Hulu, wherever the hell you can fucking get a hold of it, Redbox, Check it out. You're not going to be disappointed, if you, especially if you lower your expectations and view it as a movie to pop on and kill the time with a decent story and decent acting. So again, I give it a B. Hope you guys enjoyed the review. Hope I steered you in the right direction. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, subscribe on iTunes if you like it. Obviously, that's huge for us. Guys, leave us feedback. If you have any requests for movie reviews, or, you know, if you want to hear our opinions on certain actors or films coming out, email us realfiends@gmail.com. We're all over social media. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. That's it, guys. So until next episode, which is going to be 152, hopefully we have a fun one. We do another group one. Gil's going to pop back on. We'll try to keep it entertaining for you guys and get on here, fuck around and joke and cover films. Until next episode, you guys take care and thanks for listening.